Dr. Bessie flew to Nairobi on Saturday. He was going to attend a book launch by the Honorable Martha Karua, who's written a book. And that was to be on Sunday. He checked into a hotel in Nairobi and then went out with a friend he had come with, a political activist like himself. And they went for a meeting somewhere in a suburb called Riverside. He actually gave the address, exact address of where he was going to another comrade in Uganda. He took a taxi. The taxi got him there and he asked the taxi to wait for him. So clearly it wasn't going to be a long meeting. But the taxi driver waited and waited and kept sending him text messages that he wasn't answering. And the taxi driver says he left the place of the meeting. It was an apartment. At 4 o'clock in the morning, Sunday, he didn't show up for the book launch, and Martha inquired amongst mutual friends in Kenya, some who confirmed to her that he was in Nairobi. He did arrive in Nairobi. They knew he was, but didn't understand why he didn't come. But they were not alarmed. They thought maybe something happened to him. He will soon let us know. Back home in Uganda, they knew he was at the launch on Sunday. On Monday, that's when they started looking for him on phone, and his phone wasn't answering. On Monday, we all began to worry, and the search started. So until I finally traced it down to him, we had a source, a media person who has contacts with the military in Uganda, gave us a
hint. Winnie, that's what I want to ask you, because you are blaming the Ugandan government of being responsible for the disappearance of Dr. Besigye. How did you know that?
I have now got it reliably. Once I suspected that he was being held in a military prison, I went directly to some of my contacts in the military, and it was confirmed to me that he's being held here in Kampala in a military prison. I now have it reliable, but I don't have it officially. So I'm still looking at him as a person who's missing. The word of some soldier doesn't mean anything because I don't know exactly in which prison he's in. I hear it's a military prison, but they've admitted that they are holding him.
If it is true now that the Ugandan government is holding him, why would they be holding him in a military jail?
I don't know, and it is very, very annoying and worrying for me because they've done this to him before. They've arrested him and held him in a military jail. We had to go to a court and get an order for him to be released from a military jail because he's not a soldier. He retired many years ago. He's a civilian. If he's done anything wrong, according to the government, they know what to do. They should bring him before a civilian court. He has a right to bail. He should apply for his bail. He has a right to lawyers and he has a right to family. But just to be missing in Kenya and then he shows up in the jail suggests that he was kidnapped. He was kidnapped. And I don't know what condition he's in. I actually heard that he's not well. I got a leak from someone that they saw a doctor being taken there to see him where he is. So I'm very worried about him.